What I'm saying is, if I could sing, which I can't, if I could play an instrument, which I can, but not a helpful one. Nobody's trying to see some parody videos with just bass.
They're like, wow, is that a bass?
Yeah, wow, I can barely hear it. It doesn't really seem like it's that important of an instrument. Or if I could manipulate, if I had the audio skills to manipulate my voice to make it sound good and do some like music editing, I probably like could auto-tune. Figure it out. Some auto-tune type stuff, I would make a video. But a lot of those guys that do singing stuff, like Trey, certainly Tim, like most of them can sing. Most of them have musical talent. They're not just like, hey, let me. But you said you think music parody songs are funnier, shorter, right?
Live, I can do them.
Yeah. But you say you like them shorter?
I don't really.
You never watch the videos.
I don't watch videos.
We watched Aaron's Where Are You Baseball, which
Aaron
was cute.
Aaron Tuning did a great job with
they
that.
They got really sad at the end.
I know, but he had so many great like camera cuts.
It was,
and poses, because he's the director.
Aaron's a director,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was great.
It was really good. So you're
plus
saying,
that's a fun song to parody.
It's so good.
But I'm just saying, like the Holderness family, I can't watch those.
Yeah.
Like those Facebook viral people.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I just.
Do you watch any of it? Do you watch like the first?
No.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that you like them to be shorter because Tim, who I think is the master of them, Tim Hawkins, he's told me so many times, he's like, a lot of people go wrong when they add a second verse. He goes, you do a verse in the chorus, you're done. Like a lot of
be done.
There's no reason. I mean, sometimes if it's a shorter song, he'll do it longer, he'll add extra verses, but you know, the punchline is the chorus usually, so there's no need to keep going. But
Weird Al is
the actual master of it. He trolled Madonna the other day because Madonna did something stupid parody thing in her bathroom to some song, and he just retweeted and he's like, I told you guys it wasn't that easy.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect.
Do you remember his Madonna cover? This was his eight early.
Like a surgeon. Yeah, there you go.
Classic. Classic Weird Al. So anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Don't Make Me Come Back There. You know, I think this is technically the Corona Chronicles. I haven't decided the branding of it. I don't. Steven, God bless you for looking up all those sequel titles. That's what the numbers were. Those were each the names of sequels and movies. God bless you. You can be done.
This is just a Monday.
We're a Monday with Mel. Mondays with Mel.
Indoors.
Indoors. Midday. Monday, midday.
First time.
This is our first time doing one during the midday. By midday, I mean 3:10. But in our defense, we've only been up for about 5 hours because you and I have been
midday for us.
Sleeping in. We just failed at a trick shot attempt for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a tough one. Melissa pointed. So the idea of this trick shot was that my middle child, Gloria, would throw a wiffle ball out of the tree. I would hit it with a wiffle ball bat to Joel on the other side of the yard, who would then hit it with his baseball bat.
Claire swung on the trapeze bar.
Yeah, Claire was a distraction. Claire was being distracted. I would say on a difficulty level, this is like an 8 or a 9 for us. Pretty high.
Yeah, plus your wiffle ball bat was like,
it's the skinny wiffle ball bat.
It's not even an inch long or like wide.
I didn't do myself a lot of favors by choosing that as the bat.
We just have broken our other ones, so it was what we had.
Morale was low, and we did not get it done.
We got so close and failed.
I probably had maybe, if we did 100 attempts.
80, 100.
Let's say a clean number. If it's 100 attempts, there was maybe 10 that Joel could hit, and he missed them. And each time that happened, it was crushed. We were crushed.
And we were silent because we were just waiting to hear Joel.
I know. We would see it go across the yard and be like,
and I was filming and I was like, okay.
Here we go. This is it. But you pointed out also that we made a bad decision and that we started with a weak link.
Yeah, Gloria really wanted to be involved, but she's never like pitched for anything.
She's never played a ball sport. She played soccer.
She played soccer, but
never thrown.
No.
Not a thrower. And not
and she's never hit, so she wouldn't know like
where you need to throw
this.
Oh,
it needs to be up and centered, and We gave her a base, you know, yeah. like a home base, but it didn't
I'm just really saying if we would have accomplished it, we've been coming into this pod with a lot more energy right yeah. now. But right now mm-hmm. we're feeling a little defeated, a little deflated.
Well, yeah, we didn't accomplish our goal.
Decapitated. I couldn't think of another D. But thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to keep with this format, I think, for a little while. I don't know how. It just depends on who's available on episodes. But guys, what we can give you guys for sure is no less than 2 episodes a week. What we're going to aim for a Monday one and a Thursday one. But for this week, you're going to get one today, and you're going to get a normal episode tomorrow because we have a couple in the...
A Tuesday?
Yeah, we got a normal Tuesday.
I thought you said Wednesday.
No, we got a normal Tuesday coming up, and then we got a special Thursday. Okay. What would we call that? A Corn Thursday?
Zoom.
Does that...
Corn Thursdays.
Mondays with Mel, regular Tuesdays, and Corn Thursdays. It doesn't flow real well.
No.
Quarantines,
Quarn pod.
Quarn pod. I'm trying to think of a nice little phrasing with it coming out later in the week on a Thursday. But on Thursday, we've taken your guys' requests. I've started to reach out to folks mm-hmm. to see who would be available. I don't want to do them too far in advance because, for goodness sakes, you guys are going to hear it in these episodes tomorrow. And, you know, we have 2 episodes coming out that we haven't released yet. And you guys are going to be like, it's going to be like, I think, hearing somebody talk like from the 60s. They're we're not going to make any reference.
It's not going
to one of them, it was like kind of in the air. Like, oh, this is coming, but we didn't know mm-hmm. the severity of it. So I got to go back and listen to that and make sure we don't say anything too insensitive.
That everyone's crying.
Yeah, a lot of people, there's a lot of people deleting tweets from 3 or 4 weeks ago. Like, this isn't that big of a deal. Sorry, I didn't mean to go Trump there. I mean, he did call it a hoax.
Maybe he should delete some tweets.
I don't think that's in his nature. So, at least 2 this week. We got 3. The Mondays and Mondays we're gonna do, and this time we're recording it here on a lovely Sunday afternoon. And we really treated ourselves today.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. We slept in.
Yep.
And our friends Peter and Christina, who is 8 months pregnant. Baby coming in a month.
Yep.
Scary time.
Due in like 4 weeks.
Weird time. Yep. Just a crazy time to think about having a kid right now. And some of you are moms who are listening to this. God mm-hmm. bless you. Ooh, this has got to be a weird time. Heart goes out to you.
Not having your spouse or whoever, like you want doulas.
What's the condition of the hospital when you get in there? Who's coughing? Who's got what? What are you going to see? You know, not everybody has the option of going to, what are the hospitals? What would they call them when they're focused just on babies?
Maternity
hospitals. Maternity wards.
They do call it the hallways.
It's just such a negative word.
I know. It's not, though.
I know. It just sounds like a negative word. So, God bless you guys. And anyways, they mentioned to us that they had been craving some Mary's Donuts, and we had been craving some Mary's Donuts, and they were mad that they didn't deliver. Mm-hmm. And that was the sign from the Lord. That we should go out.
Yeah, because we're already talking about it for Easter. I know, We don't have any, birthdays mm-mm, yet. Mm-mm. So we haven't had a reason.
So we decided to treat ourselves. Yeah. And an excuse to treat a friend who also does... If you have any seen, most of my headshots, most artwork. Of my design work, the design logo mm-hmm. for this was done by Peter. He's an amazing designer. Really, really talented. And
he's a good friend.
We went and got him some donuts and got some donuts ourselves. I ate... probably close to a full apple fritter, but this is like a face-sized fritter.
Yeah, these are big.
It's big. I'm feeling low. I'm feeling...
You had all that fritter, and then we're in the heat of the yard.
Yeah.
Shooting trick shots.
Yeah. It was a loss for my gut and for my spirit. Both of my guts took a loss. Took an L today, but my taste buds took a big W. So anyways, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and hope you guys are hanging in there with everything. I know it's weird, trying uncertain times. Some of you guys are not affected by this at all, to which I say, screw you. That's not true. I appreciate you. But no, we've really enjoyed putting these out, and we really have enjoyed you guys engaging with these and the content and the emails and all kinds of fun stuff that you guys have been sent into. So we wanted to spend this episode giving you a little bit of update what's going on with us and maybe some other stuff. And then we got some questions and some emails. We're going to get interrupted by our kids frequently, including right now.
Yeah.
Little Claire came out and seems like she has a question for mom. I'm so curious, but Claire, actually was just now being very, very thoughtful in that she whispered, and Melissa's left the room, but she whispered. I feel like that would be, you know, if any of my other two kids came in, they would have come in guns a-blazing wanting to be on the podcast, but Claire very thoughtfully, was a little quieter, and as she walked away with Melissa, picked a fat, fat wedgie. So I'm glad she's washing her hands. I don't know. If you touch Claire's hands, go wash your hands. Because as she walked away, she picked the fattest wedgie. So
I didn't touch
Was
her
everything
hands.
All right with the bear?
She walked past her water bottle to get a water. Yeah. But she, you know, she's staring at the iPad. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah. But a couple of big things that we want to give you guys updates on, or things we want to discuss. I don't know what's on your list. You don't know what's on my list.
Nope.
We already covered the trick shot failure. That's one of them. We know we don't want to talk about the only two things that people are talking about right now. But we
yeah.
But we will have to talk a little bit about both of them. One of those things, of course, being COVID-19. The second, of course, being
Tiger King.
Tiger King. It has taken the nation by storm.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you this, anybody, any one of my comedian friends who works the road is like, I know these people. I have done so
yeah.
many, I've done so many shows for these people. I know some of these cities, I'm like, I've been there. I've been to those places. I've driven through. I've seen a lot of these signs for like, I've recognized
yeah,
a couple
for the big cat,
for the big cats and the gator places and all those kind of stuff. Florida, the South is full of these places, you know,
yeah.
which is funny. Cause out here we don't have those. We don't have, we have zoos.
No, I do think there is like a, there are actually, there are a couple of big
in Arizona.
Cat, no, no, no.
In
they're
Arizona
like in the mountains. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah,
there was
yeah,
one
yeah,
in
yeah,
Lancaster
right.
that my mom used to take some classes to.
Yeah.
And then there is one out here because they
hilarious.
Advertise in the the little children's
yeah,
magazines
that's
in
right.
town.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I bet they're like, gosh, as if COVID-19 wasn't already bad enough for business. Now Tiger King came out.
I know. And actually, we went to a new
screwed.
We went to a new pumpkin patch this year. And remember how they had that huge wild animal? I don't remember. Like a it wasn't a bison. It
oh,
was,
no, it was a bison.
Was it?
They had a bison.
It was huge.
It was.
It was mad.
Why did they have that?
It was.
Oh, man.
They had pumpkin patch and a corn maze.
Oh, gosh.
And then they had this huge bison.
I know. And it's, you watch the show and you're like, man, like these animals are being cared for the worst of the humans. Or
by
the worst of the humans.
I did at one point. I mean, we don't have to go into that much.
No, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
At one point, I joked with you last night that these workers, you know, these volunteers and these like underpaid, understaffed workers, that work night and day for on these animals, they did remind me of comics. You know,
yeah.
like the ones that work at the clubs
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean,
like some, what labor laws?
Yes.
Like,
not
this
even
is nowhere on the map.
When you like, are pursuing your dreams,
15-minute break.
When you are doing things that you want to do, apparently, you're willing to do them for free, and that's to a fault. That is hilarious. That did remind that when you said that, I was like, that's perfect. Cause like, I mean, first off, especially the ones who are like, they're like, there's this or nothing. This is the only thing that like saved my life. And I'm like, yeah,
and
you should probably look into other options still.
Well, and some of it's just the lure of being around exotic animals.
Yeah.
Is magically powerful enough
right.
to like work day and night
yeah.
without getting paid.
And who's the exotic animals in the comedy world? The
it's
comics?
It's the stage.
It's the stage.
It's the stage time.
That's exactly it. The stage is the exotic
it's the
animal.
It's of the stage time. And then there's these controlling, manipulative, bigger than life personalities.
Right.
That run it.
The bookers.
Like run the circus. Yeah.
The it's, club owners.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I would never watch something like that.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like.
Well, we're not going to spoil anything because
yeah.
A, we haven't finished it, and B,
yeah.
we wouldn't want to spoil it. But I think by Mondays with Mel next week, we're going to do a lot of spoilers. We're going to know
yeah.
hopefully who killed who. who's involved,
I don't think we're gonna have any answers, but
who's in jail and why.
But yeah, it's just gonna be a big teaser. That's all.
Everybody who I talk to goes like, oh, you're only 3 episodes in, just wait. And I'm like, how could it get more nuts?
I know.
Than it has. I will say that, I mean, one of the things that has happened in our little quarantine situation is I have been laughing so hard at things. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I'm not busy.
Or you're broken.
Maybe. I am broken to the core. There's something like that. But there's you and I have had a lot of laugh moments. When we first got introduced to
Carol.
When we first got introduced to her, and they went through that montage of her outfits and her songs and her videos and the cats, I fell out of my chair.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't stop. I was like heaving laughing. Mm-hmm. I almost had to pause it. And then we came back up, and then they went to one of Joe's music videos. I'm like, I can't. I want this to be fake. It's so funny. Because these are real people, so there's an amount of me that feels guilty. I was like, oh my gosh, these are real people really living their lives like this. But I was like, I can't. It's just so funny to me.
I know.
And then it's like, oh, also murder. You're like, what is the show? I can't. Uh-huh. But it's all anybody is talking about.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not really talking to people right now.
Well, you're on the interwebs, and
You're right. You're right. You know what I mean.
Nobody's talking to anybody.
No, like,
right,
water
now.
Cooler talk. Like, no. You know, that's all.
No, it's epidemics and Tiger King.
Yeah.
Yep. Which, it's going to be a weird thing reflecting on 2020. I wonder if Tiger King would have been as popular. I mean, their numbers have got to be like through the roof because it just picked up on social media and people, and like some celebrities talked about, like Dax Shepard came out saying he wanted to play Joe Exotic in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Because he kind of looks like him a little bit. There's a similar vibe there. And anyways, oh man, if you guys aren't watching it, maybe do, maybe don't. I don't know how it's going to hit you emotionally, but like you said, you would never normally watch something like this, but you did.
Characters are too flawed. Like, I'm more of like a comedy person.
Right. Well, Kev on stage messaged me and was like, hey, can you talk about this on Tuesday? So this will be the day after tomorrow for you guys on my podcast. And I was like, that's fine. I can binge watch a show for work.
That every household in America is watching.
Exactly. And then he messaged me. He's like, I need you to defend your people, you know, white people. And I was like, nope, this is not my people. Florida, South Carolina, middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. No, these are not my folks.
You'll do it if you need to.
Yeah.
You can play devil's advocate.
We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Did you have any more thoughts on Tiger King that you wanted to share, though? Are you glad we're watching it?
Because it's very fascinating.
To say the least,
And it's
gripping.
The thing that I said after we turned it off last night, I was like, I just really hope that our kids could never, like, be influenced by a person like that.
Right, right.
I don't know, just like as a parent, it's like a warning.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know. I don't know. That's my first thought.
I can't get enough of the ex girlfriend lady who's out of it. We don't know why she got out of it. We don't know her whole story yet.
Oh, but somebody who was with the brown hair.
Is out of it now. That's the story that you want to hear the most, because you're like, how did you get manipulated?
Because at first, you know, they're talking about the three different owners.
Yeah.
And at first, the guy with the white hair.
Doc.
I was like, he is a cult leader.
Yes.
Creep.
Yes.
But then I kept watching more and realizing, okay, this is a pattern.
Yes.
And so my radar went off with Doc. Yeah. I was like, he's just saying a couple words.
Yeah. There's a certain type of people that are attracted to these big animals for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah.
And as I told you this morning, this house has one big cat and you, and we don't need any others. We got one exotic animal in this, and that is enough power than the rest of us can handle.
We got a couple cubs.
And I'm just trying to get some selfies with you.
Yes.
I'm just trying to show
you.
This
is a whole world I did not know anything about.
I would
about.
Consider Claire a little tiger cub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cuddly, but, you know, eventually might kill you.
Yes.
Will grow up. You know,
at 16 weeks or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But also the magician element.
That was so funny.
The performer element.
I was just dying so much. I guarantee that some of these guys have done stand up. I guarantee that they've done open mics. You know,
and that they make jokes in their.
They do. Yeah. They're all. Yeah.
That Doc comes in on an elephant.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all.
They're just like.
One of them used to do anti-drug campaign,
they're all just trying to make money though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all and it's just they're, you know what these are, just like if they would have had like good childhoods, they just would have been like directors on the Jungle Cruise and Disney,
right?
If they would have just had two parents that loved them and cared for them, and things would have been
give
normal,
them unconditional love,
and then they'd have
they
been
wouldn't
like,
need it from they would have just baby
worked
tiger.
At, just worked at Disney. They'd have been on an improv team and had a cat. And a normal cat, a dog, something normal, but
or just like a zookeeper.
If any of that, maybe one of the silver linings. You know who's loves Tiger King? SeaWorld.
Right, they're like, look, but look at them.
Taking a lot of the pressure on them, so. So we'll try again not to talk too much about that. But man, if you guys want to buckle up for some entertainment, holy smokes, it's good. I can't wait. I might watch. We have four left. I might watch all four tonight. There's a chance that because then I'll have all day to process tomorrow. We will see. Steven pounded him out in a day.
Wow.
Well, Steven has a baby.
Yeah, I know. They sleep a lot.
And apparently him and Dorothy aren't talking. I don't know.
Well, they must watch them together.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. So anyways, so that the big discussion in our household has been Tiger King.
Just between us. Our kids aren't watching
The it. Only thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a funny thing, too. You mentioned my dad had we turned it on and we realized it had been watched 13 minutes into the first episode. You know, we shared Netflix with my dad. And I was like, oh, well, my dad watched 13 minutes. I can't believe he didn't get into this. He came shuffling through, you know, because to get to the kitchen, you got to walk through the living room. And he came shuffling through. I was like, oh, hey, Dad, we're watching this Tiger King. And, you know, you couldn't get into it. You only watched 13 minutes. He's like, no, I watched the whole thing. Like, when did
he? And never mentioned it. I mean, but he consumes a lot of TV.
Well,
so.
He normally does. And he's quarantined to his room right now.
Yeah.
But he has been going on a lot of walks.
Mm-hmm.
He mowed the lawn yesterday.
We had a real
Saturday.
Just a real normal weekend.
Yeah.
Some weekend warriors.
I think that is what a lot of people do on their weekends. I just don't do that.
It was so weird that you were home this weekend.
It's peculiar. So strange. Uh-huh.
I just like drive around to sports.
Yeah, because there's, because that's it. It's not that we're just
March.
Home. It's not that we're just home. It's that we're home and there's no activities.
No birthday parties.
Right now, our kids were supposed to have three kids in school and we're supposed to have
a full baseball schedule.
A full baseball schedule and a play. Yeah.
Practices.
And I should be working the road. This is my busiest time of the year.
All the sleepovers and birthday parties and just, it's nuts.
You know what we did yesterday instead? Weeded.
Mm-hmm.
We weeded.
Yep.
And we did a pretty good job. My dad mowed the lawn.
It's looking really good.
I cleaned out your garden was a little overgrown.
Yeah.
Which
my succulent garden
was both literal and metaphorical.
Oh. Hmm. Is that a compliment?
I just think that maybe there had been some overgrown
neglect
in your garden. How would you receive that rebuke? Or that word? Just that word of admonishment.
I'm going to acknowledge that. You are correct.
Yeah.
There were weeds in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about your actual garden or the garden of your heart? Melissa, tell me a little bit about the garden of your heart. What weeds do you feel like have
gotten been, a hold?
Have
a
been
stronghold?
Able to grow. Have been able to grow. Grow there, yeah. Stronghold. Weeds.
Oh, whew.
Of
resentment.
Where do you think that comes from?
How much time we got? You're just gonna hold a long pause. So I just stumble around this,
Melissa. I feel like you're deflecting, and I wish you could just tell me more about where that resentment is coming from. Who are you resenting?
I think it's mostly myself. Mm. Resenting myself.
I think we just had a breakthrough. I think we
self-resentment. I think we
just had a breakthrough. Well, that's our time.
Wow. Feel so exposed and yet free.
Yeah, we really got there somewhere, didn't we? Anyways, mm-hmm. we cleaned out the garden. And we mowed the lawn and we had a day. I made a joke to you that I was like, I think I just enjoyed yard work, which I think a lot of people do, particularly a lot of folks that like live in the Midwest. God bless you, Midwest folks. Yeah. And I was like, I think that's great because I think mm-hmm. that's where I can afford to live now. So I'm just getting used to moving to Duluth, Davenport, mm-hmm. Iowa City, Des Moines. These are all Iowa ones so far.
Okay, well, they're not doing yard work yet because I think it's still snowing.
So cold. It was March a few years ago where I got snowed in. I was supposed to be doing 3 gigs in 3 different cities in Iowa. And so I stayed in a hotel like in the middle of the 3. Yeah. I would have to drive like 25 minutes to each of them. It was a cool little run. And
you were on a billboard.
I was on a billboard and Friday went okay. Saturday went in. Sunday got snowed. And I think they pushed it back to Tuesday.
Yeah, you were in a group text that was going off like nonstop. Yeah.
So I ended up spending like 2 to 3 days in just this hotel in Iowa.
And all you had was a subway in the parking lot.
A subway across the street from on the freeway.
You had no gloves.
I had no gloves. That was
it was bad.
It was bad. But alas, I made it home.
Not the first time you've got stranded.
It feels exactly like that right now. Except you guys are here in their sun. So when else did I get stranded in snow? And no money. That's true.
Joel, I remember because you kept texting me at the baseball field. So Joel had a doubleheader. It was another spring.
Uh-huh.
And you were stuck. You did
Philly. This was in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And that was so annoying because there was storms in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so Delta just got hemorrhaged because that's where their base is.
Yeah.
So I spent an extra 2 days, I think, in Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh,
or in Philly.
Well, and you didn't have a lot of status, so I feel like they weren't covering stuff. And
yeah, it's like the Marin bit. Bad. Marin has that great bit about like you get delayed because there was weather somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere in mm-hmm. the world today, there was weather and we all got delayed. So that's part of it. What was the one? Chicago. This one. Coming back, I just done Zanies with... I told the story in our very first episode with Vicky Barbalek. I'm coming back from Chicago and we get delayed. And it's very important that I get back because
Gloria
has a performance.
It's a ballet recital.
This is what, 4 years ago? Five years ago?
She hasn't done ballet in a long time.
I have 2 jobs at the time. We're not doing particularly well financially. I'm losing a lot of money on the road just to try and go out there and be better. I'm sleeping in airports. That weekend, I stayed in the comedy condo, but the comedy condo was for one. And so I flew, actually, the headliner, Don Friesen, brought an air mattress out with him to let me sleep in his suitcase. And so I slept on the floor of, and it deflated every night, like every no air mattress in history has made it the whole night. No. And I slept on the floor and it was brutal. It was not a particularly fun weekend. I mean, the shows were fun and hanging out with Don was fun, but I think I was making $300 for the whole weekend. That was actually the time. It was a Wednesday through Sunday, so I had to take a lot of time off to do it. That's why I was missing, Wednesday through Saturday. And then we were coming back for the Sunday performance. And I remember I got my feature paycheck and Don looked at me and said, I got paid the same to feature here in the mid-90s. And I was like, don't tell me that. That doesn't make me feel good.
That's right.
And it was more than 300, but it wasn't a lot. And anyways, I get...
It was 350.
So 375 plus 30% off drinks. So,
wow.
So we get...
So Tiger King.
Exactly. Exactly.
But she got to hold the wild animals.
The power of the wild animals. Oh, yeah. And there. Anyways, I get to the airport. They're getting delayed. Oh, no, it's overbooked. It's overbooked, and it's a direct shot from Midway to San Diego, and they get on, and they go, hey, we're overbooked. Does anybody want a voucher?
Mm-hmm.
And they start at like 200. They get up to 300. They overbooked it by a lot, 400, 500. They're offering five. They got to the point where they were offering $500 in
a free flight.
In free flights. And then in an additional $500 Best Buy gift card.
What? The pilot just had this.
They were offering $1,000 total.
Yeah, because you needed equipment.
I needed equipment.
Yeah, like a laptop.
I called you and I was like, I know Gloria would like me to go to this, but would Gloria also like a new flat screen TV?
Right, or an iPad or a laptop.
Or rent. Can't pay that with it, but
can I use a Best Buy gift card?
Those I think were some of the three. That one, the other ones were pure Stranded, and Stranded happens every once in a while. Not a lot, but it does happen every once in a while.
It's happened too many times to remember, honestly. Those were some of the top three.
And the delay when you are getting offered vouchers never happens at a time where it's convenient. Never in history has that happened to me where I'm like, yeah, I'll just say, because I remember Dawn did take it. Don was like, yeah, yeah. Hey. Don called me, and
because that was his full-time job. Yeah, yeah.
Don called me and he was, oh yeah, because we were actually flying both into LA and I had to go and drive because, you know, it saved me $75. Because remember, I used to drive up to LA to fly out to save a little money. Mm-hmm. And so we were on the same flight. And anyways, we're here. And I used to do stand-up comedy. Were those the glory days? I don't know. Doing stand-up was. Hey, everybody. We just wanted to take a quick moment to tell you guys about our Patreon. Mm-hmm. And before we go into the details of it, I wanted to thank you guys who helped essentially produce this. Our highest level of patron at $100 a month, our designated drivers who get a verbal thank you on every single episode. So Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Dave Hoagland, and Troy Meacham. I'm sorry if I'm saying that right. Thank you all for being designated drivers. Mm-hmm. You guys are fantastic. Any of our patrons who we owe you guys a little bit of stuff in the mail. Sorry about that. The mail system's a little tricky right now.
We did message them about our printer breaking.
But let me tell you guys a little bit of Patreon. Patreon is just a really simple way of where you guys can kind of engage with us and be an active participant in our creative process. Mm-hmm. So we ask you guys a lot of questions. We do a lot of posts there. We message. We comment. All those kind of fun things. Plus, you get extra content from us, depending on which level you are at. If you are at our $5 level, that's a back middle seat. That gives you access to our online community, plus a sweet sticker that we're going to send you in the mail. That is the back window seat. At $10 a month, this is back window seat. The first one I said was back middle seat. Back window seat. All the stuff that we mentioned before. As well as bonus content from us at least once a month. We're going to give you 5 questions or 10 minutes where I interview one of our guests for an extra 5 questions or 10 minutes, whichever comes first, and a free meet and greet at any of my live shows, assuming that I get to do live shows again someday.
Mm-hmm.
After that, at $25 a month are our backseat drivers, everything in the previous tiers. Plus, at least once a month, you'll get an exclusive interview review with host Dustin. That's me. When I bring you in behind the scenes to talk about preparation for the interview, what I'd hoped to discuss versus what actually came up, how he felt before, during, after, and more. And we're going to do that one. That's going to be coming out this week. March has gotten a little crazy, so sorry it's a little later than I expected it would be. But all of our episodes have kind of gotten thrown. This whole thing is, I don't have to explain it. You guys are very gracious.
Something's been going on lately.
Yeah, exactly. And then our highest level at $100 a month, the designated drivers. You get the verbal thank you every episode. You also receive a Christmas card from the Nickerson family each year, which these are good Christmas cards, FYI. Mm-hmm. Each month, also, I will send you a unique gift from a thrift shop with a personal note. This gift will be a different from every person. I'm going to go thrift shopping for you and send you something in the mail. Again, Troy, Dave, Demarius, those who are on that, give me a little bit of time on this. I don't think thrift shops are open right now. Are
no,
they?
Yeah, not.
Our
they're
local
not
ones are not. They are not essential. I disagree. Now, an additional thing that's not on that list, starting this week, those of you who are at the $10 tier or more, 10 or up, so you five, you don't get it, but if you're at $10 or more, you're going to get the full video of all of our quarantine Zoom call ones that we do. So we have ones coming up. We're going to try and do one once a week, and I'm going to post the full video from there. And that's not just like going to be like the cut edited version. It's going to be from when that the call, reel. The whole reel. Yep. From the, as soon as the so-and-so answers the phone to the time that we hang up, you're getting the full video of that one. So I know some people like to watch clips and some people prefer to watch the podcast. And that's it right there. Mm-hmm. And that, by the
behind
way,
behind the scenes.
By the way, I think that means you have until Monday or Tuesday. We need to figure out how to put up a little curtain or something behind our thing so people aren't just looking at our bed.
Mm, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of video content coming up. I think we need to figure something out there and make it a little nicer.
When you have a Zoom podcast tomorrow, mm-hmm. you mean?
Tuesday. Well, yes, that'll be from when they're hearing this tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely. So interview. Anyways, guys, you go to patreon.com/don'tmakemecomeback there. That link is in the description. Check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How we
did that. It's like a carpet store. Come on down.
One thing that I cannot guarantee, I would love to be able to promise this to all of our patrons and all the people in my house. I cannot promise you eggs. I wish I could.
Yeah. We should add a tier where we send you eggs.
If you got eggs, message me because I will give you my personal address. And
it's not really for us. It's for Grandpa Don. And we have to do his purchasing for him.
Yes.
So he's kind of hounding us.
When we went to go get donuts today.
Eggs.
When we went
to
the grocery store today. So first off, we got some eggs from a local church that was giving them out and we went there and
Friday
and I brought home and some of you guys may have seen this silly little video that I made, and I came in and my dad initialed a few of them so as not to make
he just claimed a few
of the eggs this
didn't
morning
claim too many.
You guys, when my grandma went to the hospital, my dad was her caretaker at the time, and she was in the ambulance.
In her last years. Don.
And she said to the first responder, the medic, she goes, "This is my son, Don. He eats too many eggs." I mean, my dad, it's a religion for him. It's it's his faith system. And I asked him this morning, I said, "We're going to go get donuts. What would you like?" And he said, "Eggs."
So then tomorrow's your grocery run.
Yes.
We have 20 eggs in the house.
Uh-huh.
And top of the list is eggs.
Eggs in all caps. He's yelling it at you. Eggs.
I mean, I think he would feel better if there were like 50 in the house at all times.
At all times. He wants to have 7 eggs for breakfast every morning.
Yeah. Like half of the fridge is eggs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We have a question with subject Dustin's dad.
Oh.
This is from Dan.
All right.
Dan from Montgomery-ish. Dan said, "The Corona Chronicles have been awesome. Melissa is a great front seater." Two quick questions. As part of an elderly demographic, does your dad know what podcasts are?
Yes.
And when is Don going to make his Don't Make Me Come Back their debut? Does he know what podcasts are?
Multi-generational podcasts are actually pretty funny.
The Fitzes?
Yeah,
that's true. But I think that assumes a savviness. And my dad...
Yeah, and there's a sibling dynamic that they bring to the table.
My dad is very shy, you guys.
He really is.
He gets he looks at what I do and like at stage and he talks about how terrifying it is to him. It's hard for him to watch me do it. He has had crippling stage fright his whole life. He does not like to be in front of people. He worked for Alaska Airlines for 35 years. About 5 years in, they started offering him supervising positions. He wanted no part of it. For like 30 years, he said no to raises. Mm-hmm. And he's very, very shy. I don't think he knows what a podcast is. I think he gets the idea of it, that it's like radio. He would never have any idea of how to listen to one. And that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
He's not a big radio guy in general.
Right.
He's too busy watching Tiger King in there. can't stop won't stop. I do not think that he will be on an episode ever.
No, I mean, you know who would have been a great guest is your Uncle Butch.
Because
Uncle Butch was all those qualities that Don you know, they're brothers.
We would have to do a midday one so as to keep him sober.
Yeah.
But the, you're right.
But he was the larger than life.
Yeah.
Life of the party.
He wouldn't have been, you know this though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
I'm just saying.
Party people aren't usually entertainers. They're entertainers in a group setting.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
If you asked my uncle to go give a speech, I bet he would have bombed.
No, you're right. Cause you have to be a writer.
Right.
To perform. You have to be
just a real creator? Wordsmith, like I am.
Yeah. How's that going?
So good.
Yeah?
So good.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy
with your career choices.
So many gigs on the calendar right now. I'm just killing it. Okay, I got a couple
Costco
more emails.
Costco management has never looked more appealing.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have so many more Instagram followers than everybody else.
You better put that on your resume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to turn some heads.
Uh-huh. This is a nice email right here. This is from Brandon. This is nice.
Oh,
are you ready?
Good. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yep.
Hey guys, I appreciate the extra content during the virus. This virus BS. Oh, nice. Unfortunately, my wife lost her grandfather this morning, and your pod brings us some reprieve. With the virus, we were not allowed to go to the funeral, which breaks our hearts. My wife was so close to her grandpa. It makes this situation even harder. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you for the making jokes during this time. You and Mel are great and honestly inspire my wife, Rachel, and I to have more fun. Y'all should also get Tony Ravioli on the horn and see how he's doing. Thanks again.
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, I'm so sorry for
Melissa's
the loss.
Melissa's welling over, everybody. Melissa's welling over. I actually slowly read it because I wanted it to emotionally impact you.
Aww.
And I think it did. Brandon, I am so like Melissa was starting to say there.
I was trying to say it.
Go ahead. We're so sorry for the loss for you and your wife, and
so sad that you can't have the closure, you know, in the funeral and all
that.
So
many things like that right now with the funerals, and we're talking about with Peter and Christina and the birth of the kid that you take for granted being close to people.
Mm-hmm.
In times of joy and celebration and mourning. But you know, we aren't trying to be a full painkiller for you because we know we can't do that. But, if we can add some levity, and some reprieve, as you mentioned during this time, it's certainly the least we can do. And, we're only doing it because people have done that kind of stuff for us in the past as well. So, very, very sorry about that, Brandon. And I hope you guys can, plow through, man. It's hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Hope your family can have some peace and some comfort during a really, really hard time. Brutal. That's kind of what we were saying before of just like so many different, like every day you just realize like a new way that this kind of hits people, you know, a new area of life that this impacts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even thought about funerals. Oh, geez. Brutal. All right. Moving on. I have some emails, but what do you got over there, Mel Spice?
Well, I guess I just got to tell you guys that after a week and a half, I'm finally getting better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. If so I had an audio drop for like a cheer right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm so happy to be feeling on the mend.
Yeah.
Because that was a brutal cold.
Yeah.
And it was a brutal time to get it because you're just like, am I infecting my whole house and sanitizing like crazy?
And the answer,
and no energy?
No, not the whole house, but you did get two of them sick. Or maybe they got you sick. I don't know.
Yeah, but
Joel,
whatever they got was a lot lighter than what I got.
I don't think that's true. I think they had a worse cough than you. I think you got hit in a different area and like you got more nasally and it did get into your lungs, but their coughs have been brutal.
Yeah.
It's not a competition. And I'm sensing some self-resentment and I feel like
self-resentment
you
again.
Deserve this cold.
The weeds.
And where do you think that comes from? That level of like we're being punished or something? Do you?
Could you maybe rephrase that question?
I'm just saying that.
Could you rephrase it?
Self-love is the weed killer of the heart. And
is that why you pulled the weeds out of my
succulent
garden?
Okay, this metaphor broke down. I'm sorry. I wanted to spend real quick. I wanted to do a little time in the comments section for you guys. Just three comments that I got this week. Some of you guys may or may not have seen. I did a Beth Moore tweet about how, you know, if this is a judgment from God, it's because someone, John MacArthur, told Beth Moore to go home, and God was like, if Beth is home, everybody's home. Anyway, I don't have a take on this.
It's just really funny.
Guys, I never have a take. I do have a take. I never share my takes. I don't.
It's just jokes here.
And if you know who I am as a person, you know, if you've hung around a little bit about this, whoever takes themselves more seriously is the one that I am going to side against. I can't stand anyone that takes themselves seriously. It's my least favorite part about not just Trump, any politician that takes themselves seriously and thinks they're important. I think like that was the Imagine thing that came out when I was like, do you guys think this is helping? You guys take yourself this seriously that you think,
yeah, you're so important.
You're so important that you singing Imagine is going to make me feel better at all. That's hysterical. And that's my comics. Chris D'Elia, so many have just lambasted that because it was like, this is so anyone who takes themselves seriously, that's who I'm against. So I did that, and this is just a couple comments. This is from a Garbage Palatime at Garbage Palatime on Twitter. He said, this is the dumbest take in a long time. Again, this is not a take. And then someone responded to him. Southern Fried 10 said, I mean, I am willing to sacrifice for the cause. Ha ha ha. In other words, I'm willing to stay home for this. This one comes from Truth Speaker 22 on Twitter, who said, white people be like, insert lame joke here. Right under that, this came from Godzilla Grandpa. Oh, aren't you just so witty, with the eye roll emoji.
Godzilla Grandpa, whoa. Oh, aren't you just so witty?
Yeah.
You tell that to your face.
Yeah. This comes from Stu8175. You are sick.
Oh, man. You need to go home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's really, really good. And then this one comes from, I'm not going to say this one because I think that this is just a misunderstanding here. This was on Instagram, but the same thing. I must be daft, but cannot, for anyone who uses the word daft is daft, FYI. but cannot for the life of me figure out what is so funny about this post. But if it is derogatory towards BM, Beth Moore, which I bet she hates that. BM is Val Moon. Anyways, if it is derogatory towards Beth Moore, well, some serious mean-spiritedness.
Yeah, I don't think they understood.
No. Yeah. There were a couple people who were like, I don't get this. Like, yeah,
it's pretty deep in the archives of
it wasn't for everybody, but the people
Christian
who
culture.
You know we were talking a little bit about this, and like that egg video that I did, a lot of people are like, oh, you should have done TP. We don't always like doing the most obvious joke.
Absolutely not.
A lot of people have been doing TP jokes.
We're trying to be creative here.
And that's not to say that those people weren't. I've just seen a lot of TP jokes.
It's like reach for something.
Yeah.
And which actually was a personal example in our
eggs
house.
Eggs are way more of a personal example in this house. Yeah.
But so there's more heart behind
sometimes
it.
Sometimes and that is why I'm not that successful, you guys.
Because you won't take the softball down the middle.
If I'd have done TP, that'd have been a viral video. If not, I'm just dancing with some eggs for 15,000, which, you know, is pretty good numbers for me. So
that is.
We'll take what we can get, guys. You got to be, listen, enjoy these videos while you can, because it's going to be harder to do them between Costco shifts. Do you think I apply to, also I got this one too, on Twitter. I want to make sure,
you want to get it right?
This one, it said, be careful not to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So there you go.
Mm.
That's the unforgivable sin. That's what they say. Nice. By day, I mean the Bible. All right. I was going to say before you hit me with your stuff, but when I apply to Costco, do you think I'm going to have to shave my beard?
No, I think you can have facial hair at Costco.
Oh, nice.
I've shopped there.
Yeah.
I think beards are fine.
Do you think you're going to have to shave when you apply to Costco?
Stop. Yes. I took 3 days off of showering.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah.
I told you, everybody, she's an exotic cat.
You know
she
what?
Is a wild animal in this house.
I even missed my afternoon cup of coffee.
Yep. Yesterday, because though,
I was working so hard.
Yeah, you did. And you saved us. You saved us a lot of money. Thank you for that.
I've been diving deep into all those online applications, and I've been talking a lot with Morris over at the county.
Yep. Morris at the hilarious.
Yep. We got some Medi-Cal insurance coming in.
Yeah, we'll see. I know there's a lot of hot takes on the
collecting
stimulus package thing or whatever. Yeah. But we'll see. Any check that comes in the mail, I'm grateful for.
This is not our first rodeo with Medi-Cal.
Nope.
Because when we went full time 2 years ago,
we were also making $0.
We took a big jump. And so we started on Medi-Cal 2 years ago, and then we paid it back with our taxes. But, it was no big deal. They just gave us a little bump to get through those first few months of self-employment.
Food stamps. Send them our way. Because you know what you can buy with food stamps? Eggs.
Eggs. Gosh. Oh, that's insulting.
Is it?
Oh, just because there's a lot of emotional energy in this home on us to get eggs. Right. We can't get them.
We're trying. So hit me with what you got, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, I don't have
Mondays
much,
with Mel. We got Mondays Mel's list at the end.
I don't have very
end.
Much. But so I filled out this CalFresh application 2 years ago. Okay, so I've forgotten all of that. I've deleted that out of my mind.
Right.
And anywhere I would have written it down, I've lost it.
Right. It's been a minute.
It goes into all these questions to try and open up my username, because they're like, nope, your email address has an account.
Right.
So all these different questions, and you have to get two of them correct.
Uh-huh.
So you can move on, and you never know if you capitalized it or not.
Right.
So that I get like locked out of the system like for 15 minutes, like five times. But a couple of them,
this is what was taking you so long in there.
Yeah. And then the website, literally it had no question, just dot, dot, dot. And then you had to write in an answer because the system was getting overloaded.
Oh, right.
It did not work. Mm-hmm. You could not get in, but I was on the phone with the county and I was trying to do this and something else. So I thought I was making progress, maybe, and I hadn't given up yet. And so this question, it made me laugh so hard in the bedroom by myself. It said, with whom did you want to go to the prom?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Of all that was the security question?
That was one of the security questions, and the way they worded it.
And you wrote Billy?
Nope. I wrote lowercase Dustin, uppercase Dustin, both of which did not get me in. And then I was like, Melissa, 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 because I thought maybe I
wrote yourself.
Filled it out for
self-love,
you.
Full circle. You want to go to prom with yourself.
I wanted to take myself to prom. Mm. And anyways, it killed me. And then the other one was, what city was your spouse born in? Mm-hmm. And I came out here and I was like, you were born in Seattle, right?
Right.
And because you lived in Federal Way.
Right, but I was born in the hospital there.
But then I'm trying both of those. They don't work. I'm capitalizing, lowercase.
I think you filled this out at a different life, in a different life when you were married to different people and went to prom with other people.
2 years ago. And then I took a photo for you. See, there's dot, 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 and I wrote in yes.
Your answer, you must grant.
No question. Do you see the dashes?
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote yes. Because I was determined to get through the system. This was to get my password
and
after
get
I got
it? Did
my
it get
username.
You
no. But I was on the phone for like 40 minutes and Morris got me a different
Morris.
Link.
Morris from the county.
Yep.
Morris, our guy.
So me and my hairdresser and my good friend Laura were emailing, texting back and forth how to get these benefits.
Yeah.
She can't work. You can't work. We got all the kids and we're trying to make it work. So
you made it work.
Yeah. So hey. I did get my CalFresh application in Friday, but it took me like 4 or 5 hours. I didn't even have a cup of coffee. I was so focused.
Dang.
Didn't shower.
Dang, dang, dang. Well, special shout out to Morris from the county.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it through.
Yep.
And thank you to all of you guys for listening to this podcast. We'll have a regular episode with an old-fashioned interview about family, because once upon a time we were a funny podcast about family, and then a quarantine episode on Thursday. You guys be safe, stay indoors, flatten the curve, wash your hands, make good decisions.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.